good afternoon to you and welcome to the Friday edition of the show. This is The Sunny Side right here on your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. It's a rainy one, but you know how we do on the sunny side. We keep it all bright and sunny with our conversations. And in line with that, on this first hour, we're going to be talking about Atiku Pekin Governor Okowa, the Delta State Governor, as his running mate. There's been lots of reactions to that regard. We'll have that conversation on this hour. And the big question I'm asking on this hour is, what criteria should be used in running, I beg your pardon, in choosing a running mate? I'll tell you why that's a question on this hour. I am Gabriella. Welcome once again to the show.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
So yesterday was announced that the Delta State Governor Ifeanyi Okowa had emerged as the running mate to the presidential candidate of the People's Democratic Party, the PDP, that's Atiku Abubakar. And his nomination was announced and confirmed by the presidential candidate of the party yesterday. That was at the unveiling event of the running mate that held in Abuja. Now, while Atiku was speaking on his choice, he said that his vice president must fulfill the qualities to be president and one that could complement him as such. And he also went on to add that he should symbolize the quality to unite Nigeria, someone who is not afraid to speak and give advice on governance in the country. Atiku went on to add that his running mate must understand what he described as the depth of rot in the Nigerian system, also with an understanding of critical needs of economic growth. And following that announcement, the governor of Delta State, Ifeanyi Okowa, he will be screened by a committee that has been set up for that purpose. And the coming days will definitely, bring that as it happens. Now, there's been a lot of speculation. Before he was announced yesterday, there were speculations as to who would fit into that position as the running mate of the PDP's presidential candidate. There were people who were, drawing up conclusions, who were adding up, permutations, people who were, speculating as to which of the candidates who had maybe earlier or previously wanted to run for that position of the president to be the card-carrying candidate of the PDP. And maybe if any of them could be found worthy of being, the running mate of the presidential candidate. But yesterday actually sealed all of that up, and people have been reacting in that regard. I went through tons of reactions, people who were for, who were against, who were sitting on the fence. And from all of that, it made me actually think about the things that influence Nigerians and the choices that we make, especially when it comes to our candidates for whatever level, not just presidency, for governorship, for, Senate and etc. It made me think about and ask myself, what are those qualities that Nigerians actually look out for when campaigning or gunning for a person to get into a certain office? A clear example would be what has been the conversations that have been going on regarding the running mate for the presidential candidate of the PDP. people were saying all kinds and saying, oh, there's a particular candidate, that person has the willpower, has the zest, has this, has that, and that person is the perfect choice, will be the perfect choice for the party. Others said, oh, no, it's not that person, it's this other person, because this person has political experience, this person has been in the game for a long time. I mean, there were just so many examples. I don't need to go into that. You know the conversations that have been going on in that regard. And that's what I'm actually asking. When it comes to a running mate for the position of a VP, a vice president in this regard, what qualities should such a person possess? Be it at a presidential level or governorship level, what qualities should a running mate possess? I was listening to, you know, what the presidential candidate of the party was saying yesterday as they unveiled his running mate. He mentioned the fact that, you know, his running mate must understand certain things when it comes to leadership, must understand, you know, what he called the depth of rot in the system, the possible solutions that will be able to ameliorate these problems, understand the needs of economic growth. He mentioned quite a lot of things that his running mate must understand and qualities that he must have. And one of the key ones he mentioned was being able to compliment him as the president. Someone who is not afraid to speak up. Someone who can give sound advice, especially on governance in the country. But do Nigerians resonate with these reasons? Do Nigerians actually understand the critical, the critical position such as a running mate? It's not just about, oh, you're from this party or you belong to that religion or you're from this ethnic group. It's beyond that. It actually goes and cuts across the person's capabilities. So what criteria do you think should be used in choosing a good running mate? People have had a lot to say about, you know, the party's choice of a running mate. But what are your thoughts? The phone lines will be open in a minute and the conversation will begin right after this break. Don't go away. This is The Sunny Side.
Stay with us, Nigeria Info. We'll be back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On The Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of The Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to The Conversation. Let's do what we do best. Let us talk. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH and also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do also join a conversation and remember to turn on the volume on your radio when you call.
Views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
I've got Victor on the line calling from Garrison. Good afternoon, Victor. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I think never in the history of this nation have a running mate generated this level of publicity and noise. And I think it's all because of one man. To me, the PDP special candidate has made his choice. And I don't think there's anything anybody can do about it. Whether you like it or not, the man wants somebody that can be loyal to him. Leadership is all about loyalty. Even if the whole world nominates Wike, if the article sees that he cannot work with Wike, he cannot have what level of loyalty he demands, he will opt for another person.
So are you saying that the criteria, Victor,
of the NWT, but the man,
can I ask you something? Can I ask you a question, Victor?
Somebody that is loyal.
So are you saying that the one criteria that any candidate should use in choosing their running mate is loyalty?
Yes.
All right, Victor, thank you very much for your thoughts. Good afternoon, you're welcome. The numbers once again to call us 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. What criteria should be used in choosing a running mate? Good afternoon, you're welcome. Speaking to Dak Koko. You're welcome to the show. You're calling in from a chair. Good afternoon.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
So what I want to tell you is that the quality we needed, both the president and the vice president, moreover, it will depend on the vice president. The quality we need is somebody, if the president is there, it will suffer to make sure the economy of the country has been balanced and make sure that everything, even the poor people in the developed system, will reach them. All the people we put here, they always mind on their own. They don't care for the people. When they do a little thing, they will be shouting. When they do a project of 1 million, they will be telling you it's 100 million in order to cripple the country. Like what will happen in this state. That is.
Okay, so what you're saying is you have to be sincere, sincerity of purpose. That's what I deduce from the things that you've said. Good afternoon, you're welcome. All right, please do all to call back. Once again, the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do also hit the follow button if you aren't following us just yet, so you can, you know, stay abreast with all the conversations. I've got Promise calling from Rumudumaya. Good afternoon, Promise. You're welcome.
Oh yeah, good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon.
I think the major criteria for choosing a running mate for a particular is, I think, pragmatism. One who is pragmatic in discharge of his duty. One who is proactive. One who doesn't procrastinate. And one who stands by his word. I will do this and you will do it.
Mm.
And such a person is a person like Governor Yesu Wike. This is a man that is pragmatic. This is a man that is proactive.
All right. Again, I'm glad that you believe what you believe, but please do not, push for any candidates or any person in whatever way. You can go ahead to share your thoughts and opinions, but, you know, just keep their names to yourself. All right. Okay, it's calling from Ilabuchi. Good afternoon. Okay, you're welcome.
Good afternoon, my sister.
You're welcome.
Yes, the question you asked, even as you are working, if you are no loyal to your senior co-worker there, you know that you even cannot work well. Even that. So in any organization, if you are not loyal to your chairman, maybe the deputy is not loyal to the chairman, the union cannot work well. There will be kind of problems in the end of that tenure.
Mm.
So the president needs a lawyer person, lawyer. So, but on that, they cannot work well.
How do you define a loyal running mate, though? I mean, Okay. Thank you very much for your thoughts. But I'm just thinking, how do you actually define a loyal running mate? Is it someone that says, yes, sir, or, you know, as you will? I'm not sure. I'm asking that because, again, when you're looking to choose a running mate, you're not looking to someone who has lived with you. You're not looking to someone who perhaps was your deputy while you were governor. So you may not have direct conversations, work experience with this person. You obviously would interface at conferences, at ministries, government events, etc. But how can you actually decipher the level of loyalty a person has to choose them as your running mate? Emmanuel, please do well to call back. You were calling in earlier. Apologize for that. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Please turn off your radio. Oh, I'm going to have to let you go. Remember to turn off your radio when you call. We're going to get on WhatsApp shortly. Keep your comments coming through on WhatsApp. It's 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. I'll get to the comments there as well shortly. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is PH. I'm calling from Ajib.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to say here is that it's good to have a vibrant leader. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, go ahead.
For instance, if the community chairman is not vibrant, then the vice has to be vibrant so that we tell the community chairman, this is what you are doing. For instance, this is what, look at what is happening in Nigeria. Killings everywhere. And the vice chairman is not saying anything. He have never come out one day and say that to do like this is good or not to do. He just really keeping quiet because he's not vibrant. That's what I want to say there.
It's so your running mate has to be vibrant.
Yeah. He has to be very, very active.
Okay.
And through that active now, he can use it and protect his own people. You get me? And he's saying, chairman, This is what we are supposed to do. You are not doing the right thing. And do something. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need a vibrant leader. A very active and vibrant leader. That's what we need.
All right.
Not a quiet or silent leader.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. I've got Kurt calling from Chuba. Good afternoon, Kurt. You're welcome.
Yeah. Good day.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
go
reality
ahead.
Is what we are looking at here. Because you are not the boss of that ministry you are going. You are working under somebody. So he must be to submit to that boss. When you look at the Lito Wike as a governor, you can see loyalty is not there. He was chief of staff during a military regime. What happened? What a problem all here. He was junior minister of education. What happened? You watch all this profile. You will see your find loyalty in him. The way he speaks. People may not have, you know, you cannot speak like that and be under somebody. That's the one thing I think they choose to find your core. Reality is what I think that's order of the day. Thank you.
All right, Kurt, thank you for your thoughts. Daniel is calling from NECA. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, you asked a question about loyalty. I think the word loyalty is someone that is submissive, if you understand, to your opinion and not direct.
Okay.
So I don't believe that, okay, if you are looking for running mate, you should pick someone that also looking for the same ambition, even though looking for it more, let's say if you are having 80% for you looking for it, the person is also having almost 80 or 85. So there's no need of you after the person fails to come and carry that person and expect that person should be loyal to you. And again, for someone that don't talk too much, I don't believe in talking too much, that I'm capable of doing this, I'm capable of doing this. But he believes in doing all those things, working them underground. You now carry somebody that, okay, even though you have something in plan that you are still planning, you don't know, you have no conclude on it yet. But you just let the person know because of he is the next person or the closest person to you. Before you know, if you have a lousy person, he is going to reveal your secret or your plan ahead of you taking decision on that plan. So I don't think you don't need people like that. For the people, democratic people, they have choose the right person and the best person. Thank you very much.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much for your thoughts. Keep your calls coming through, 0817-923-0002-0003 or 0007 or 0009.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria FM.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. I've got Kingsley calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Kingsley. All right, please, the wall to call back. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Peter. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the party PDP have their structure and they are taking their decision. They need to plan ahead.
My question, Peter, is what criteria should be used in choosing a running mate?
Yeah, it has to do with integrity. Yeah, someone won't have the capability to defend you, to carry out your function when you are not around. Maybe you go out for medical check. I think you need someone who is trustworthy. Yes. Who you can rely on. You know, the man articulating himself was in that position. And he could remember vividly that he had issue with his boss. So he didn't want such mistake to happen.
So are you saying that a running mate should be someone who just says, should someone who is a yes man, basically? Just say yes to whatever your boss says. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I see. Interesting. Let's take some comments. So we have quite the number of them on WhatsApp and on Facebook. So on WhatsApp, this year says, good afternoon, presenter. No one is perfect, but running for any presidential office should be a gentle personality with strong economic prowess. I believe they made a good choice. Okay. Pascal Machi, thank you for your thoughts. Frank at Ozoba says, okay. Again, no campaigning for anyone, all right? Just go ahead to share your thoughts and opinions. Oni Sunday Daniel from Illinois says, a running mate must possess extra dose of loyalty, patience, docility, and ability to remain a figure or ceremonial part of the executive. Where there's no disagreement between the president or governor and his deputy, you know fully well that the deputy possesses the qualities I mentioned here. And that brings me to the question I was asking the last caller. Are you then saying that a running mate should be a yes man? Is that what we're saying? Especially for the position of vice of a VP or a deputy governor. Are we saying that a running mate must be someone who just says yes to all your whims and caprices? Dumo is calling from Ajib. Good afternoon, Dumo. You're welcome.
Hello, Gabby. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Dumo, calling from Ajib. I think the best thing so far Bush Atiku has done is to choose the court. Because in governance, your deputy cannot be a lion, you will be a lion. Two lions cannot rule a sheep. If you remember him, who is the governor, he chooses a woman who is like a I don't know how to quantify her anyway. but she hasn't said anything before. She does not even behave like it's as if she's an appointee. So he knows. He knows what is deputy. So I think he will not. I think that you have done the best thing so far.
That again, Dumo, thank you for your thoughts, but that again is still bringing me to my question. I would like that someone help me understand. Are we saying that a deputy, a VP, a running mate in that capacity must be someone who just says yes, sir, and doesn't contribute his or her own personal quota to governance, or at least at an advisory level? Are we just saying that a perfect running mate is someone who's a yes man? Let's take some more comments and we get to Facebook. Good afternoon, Gabby. On the issue you've raised, despite the party's criteria, for me, the criteria for choosing a running mate are: one, someone whose persona is widely acceptable across all geopolitical zones, tribe or religion, based on his character and achievements in serving the public. Two, someone who will be ready to submit to the president or governor administratively. Three, someone who's soft-spoken and not arrogant. Four, someone who has a firm understanding of the dynamics and politics of governance. Five, someone who is not greedy for power. Six, someone who sees the office as a privilege and not as an opportunist. And seven, someone who will be accountable and dependable. GMB sent that in from Port Harcourt. Thank you for your thoughts. Let's see. This here says, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Okay. Okpara, thank you very much for sending that in from Omagua. Anyway, let's get to Facebook. I'll get to WhatsApp shortly. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH, as well as on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook, Martins Smart says, can two captains be on the same boat? Frank Noble says, he's asking a lot of questions I don't have the answers to. Joshua Obog says, the person must be humble, not an arrogant fellow. Must be somebody that can stand in for the president when he travels and not somebody that will use that medium to run a parallel government. I find it interesting that that's even a criteria to consider when the president travels. So you need someone that can run the home when he's out of town, maybe for medical care or something, you know. Anyway, more comments here. Let's see, quite a number of them. Dumbari says, okay, he's also sharing his personal opinion. I'll get back to the phone lines now and get back to the messages. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Oh dear, we lost that. Please do also call back 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. John Titus Jr. on Facebook says, one, he must campaign for more votes. Two, be loyal to the president. Three, have similar vision as the president. Very interesting points you mentioned there, John Titus. Thank you for your thoughts. B Wise is calling from Aoda. Good afternoon, B Wise. You're welcome. What happened? Please do also call back.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
My name is Barisa Dimba. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
The question, what are the criteria in choosing a running mate? My take is this. In leadership, there is something called responsibility. And so every leader intends to be responsible and to ensure that he avoids failure. Now, to be able to achieve this, there has to be what is called unity of purpose. If I want to achieve my goals, I should look out for somebody who is not showing any characteristic of being in disagreement as to the purposes I want to achieve. So, Unity of purpose is key to leadership. I cannot choose somebody who will be disagreeing with me, who is having the tendency of frustrating my efforts. It has to be somebody who has the same ideology, who has the same philosophies, and so on, that will ensure that he helps, he assists in achieving the purposes I want to achieve. Nothing else other than these things. So leadership is about responsibility, and so there has to be that focus. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. As someone is calling from Maulu. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I think most people see loyalty as somebody that is just, just sit down there and be answering yes, sir, yes, ma, no dialogue, nothing.
Mm.
But I think in choosing a VP, you need to choose somebody that has the same ideology, religious wise. I think see things almost the same way as you do, so that you can be able to feel him when you're not around. Like somebody rightly said, somebody that will not run a parallel government while you're not around, or even while you're around. You know, somebody that is able to dialogue and call you to order.
Mm.
You know, make you see where you're going wrong. Not somebody that will just sit down there and anything you say, yes, sir. Anything you say. It's not like you're going to be antagonistic, but at least be able to dialogue and make your opinion known. You know, I think be humble. I think that's my own submission on this.
All right, Asamiya, thank you very much for your thoughts. I've got Jude. Jude is calling from Elakaya House in her state. Good afternoon, Jude. You're welcome.
Yeah, for me, an ideal running mate has to be a team player.
Okay.
But you asked question whether someone who said yes, is loyalty. No. If I'm choosing a running mate, I have to choose somebody who has to be loyal, not really saying yes, team player. Somebody that can help me achieve my goal and the goal of the party. Party have their manifesto. And not one who will outsmart me. Not one who will be planning to run me down to take over or to impeach me as a language in politics goes. That's not an ideal running mate. So, when we look into the scenario of what happened yesterday or today, I think we have had one of the aspirants say that the actual rock needs a madman. Do we agree that actual rock needs a madman? And he is mad, and he is the one that can match what Axl Rock needs. No, Axl Rock is supposed to be a place that has to showcase what Nigeria or the country is.
I think you, in using that word, mad, I think it was using it metaphorically.
Hello?
Yes, Jude, go ahead. I was just trying to explain, but go ahead.
Okay, so Axl Rock should showcase what the country is. So it needs somebody of good head, people of good head, that we go there and not be fighting every day, quarreling every day, turning the Axl Rock as we call it.
All right. All right, Jude, thank you for your thoughts. I've got DJ calling from LMA. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sorry. Not DJ, not DJ.
Oh, okay. My bad. Go ahead.
Yes. For me, I think it's not what I'm. I don't think the choice of VK for a VP is really that very much worse.
That's not a conversation. That's not a conversation. What I'm asking is, What are the criteria to consider when choosing a running mate? Please, let's stay within the context of the conversation. Dr. Gift Warler from Uniport, good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I want to say that I believe that what has sparked this discussion is what happened in the case of the choice of Governor Kowa as running mate to Atiku Abubakar of the PDP. Now, I called in, I'm listening to a number of callers talk, and I called in because of a particular trend where people are talking about somebody having the tendency of taking over from another person and all of that. See, if we are very conscious of what is happening in our country, we will agree that as we speak today, there is PDP, largely because of the man called Yoson Wike, the governor of Rivers State. Because after Jonathan lost the election in 2015, the PDP literally died. And it took the tenacity of Governor Wike, it took his doggedness. These things that people are, these characters that people are condemning now, were the same characters that he exhibited in resurrecting the PDP.
Oh dear. Please, Dr. Gift Warlu, please do all to call back if you can. Apologies for that. Let's see if we have any more comments. We have quite a number of them. We can't exhaust them all. But this on Facebook is from Magnus Edo, who says, loyalty, trust, and knowledge on administrative records should be looked at when choosing a running mate. Quite a number of them. Onyekachi Casey says, the position of a VP can be likened to that of a wife, which the Bible describes as a helpmate, someone that complements you to achieving goals and not one that will be praying for you to die so he can take over. Onwabu Eze says, okay, that is for his thoughts. Well, we'll have to take a very quick break. Hopefully we come back to, you know, take more messages and perhaps one last call to wrap the conversation up. So don't go away. We'll be right back shortly after this.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet is still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, we have less than 4 minutes to wrap the conversation up. We'll take a final call and we do just that. But before then, let's take some comments on WhatsApp. This here says, the presidency, talking about the president and the VP, should be people of enviable character, devoid of rascality, uncontrollable greed, ethnic bigotry, trustworthiness, pride, etc. That's from Ralph. And Rita from Woji says, hi, Gabby. A running mate shouldn't be a yes man, but again, he should align with his boss to actualize their goal. Even if the president makes a decision he doesn't agree with, he should discuss it with respect, humbly, calmly, and not be a loggerhead with his boss. I see. All right. This here says, Gabby, my thought is simply someone who is not a talkative. Obiche from Arabia, send that in. All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Let's take a final call and we'll wrap the conversation up. Good afternoon. Oh, that did not happen. So we'll just wrap up with a comment on Facebook or Twitter. Let's see what is going on Twitter. I'm sure we have a couple of tweets here. Let's see. While that is loading, she'll take one comment on Facebook. Let's see. A lot of comments here. People just, you know, sharing their personal thoughts. All right. So Joshua Ubong says, the person must be humble, must be someone that can stand in for the president. All right. I think I took that earlier as well. All right, so sadly, Twitter is not loading, but if you did send us tweets on there, I appreciate you and thank you so much. We have to wrap it up now. I am Gabriella.